This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. All preparations are in place for the counting of votes tomorrow for the assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra, along with by-elections in 48 assembly seats in different states and parliamentary constituencies of Wayanad in Kerala and Nanded in Maharashtra. The counting will commence at 8 in the morning and results are expected to start coming around noon. Postal ballots will be counted first. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission for smooth conduct of the counting process. In Jharkhand, 81 seats went to polls in the state in two phases on 13th and 20th of this month. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure peaceful counting for all 81 assembly seats. Three-tier security arrangements have been made at each counting centre. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has successfully concluded his three-nation visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana. The Prime Minister whirlwind tour was marked by a hectic flurry of bilateral meetings in the three countries. Mr. Modi participated in 31 bilateral meetings and informal interactions with global leaders during his three-nation tour. During the visit, Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting in Nigeria, 10 bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Brazil, and 9 such meetings in Guyana. Our correspondent reports that in his visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana, PM Modi carried with him unique gifts from all corners of the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that today, India is the fastest growing economy in the world. He said every country of the world wants to have partnership with India for development. In a video message at an event organized by a media house, the Prime Minister said that India has made new policies for every sector and prepared itself to achieve a rapid growth in 21st century. Mr. Modi said that his government has brought an end to red tapism to promote ease of doing business. President Draupadi Murmu today emphasized the need to adopt nation-first approach by all citizens to become a developed country. The president was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the fourth edition of Lok Manthan, a unique cultural exchange event in Hyderabad this morning. President Murmu recalled that efforts have been made for centuries to divide and weaken the Indian society. She listed out the recent measures taken by the government to strengthen the age-old concept of democracy in the country. 4-day Lok Manthan serves as a platform for dialogue, reflection and cultural exchange, spotlighting global tales of resilience and perseverance.
Lok Nirnay.
Results of the assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand and by-elections in various states.
Special bilingual discussion program from 9 a.m. onwards.
Tomorrow, the 23rd of November, 2024.
Tune into Akashwani Gold and additional frequencies of Akashwani.
Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government has a policy of zero tolerance against crime and any kind of laxity in the law and order situation of Delhi is not acceptable. The Home Minister held a meeting with Delhi police today and reviewed the law and order situation. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Intelligence Bureau Director Tapan Deka, Delhi Police Commissioner and other senior officers were present at the meeting. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today met his Japanese counterpart General Nikitani on the final day of his three-day visit to Vientiane, Laos. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said he had a very good meeting with General Nikitani and expressed confidence that the partnership between the two countries will play a significant role in ensuring a free, open and rules-based Indo-Pacific region. The two sides reiterated the importance of defense industry and technology cooperation between the two countries. In cricket, Australia were 67 for 7 in their first innings against India at stumps on day 1 in the opening test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth. Jasprit Bumrah led India's fight back from the front with 4 wickets on day 1. Earlier, India got off to a weak start and were bundled out for 150 runs in their first innings. In the China Masters 2024 badminton tournament, India's ace duo Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy have entered the men's doubles semi-final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.